There are certain moments and words that shaped a new era in pro wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Brett screwed Brett.
Die, Rocky, die.
Introducing the Book of Wrestling, 25 catchphrases that explain the Attitude Era. Tune in as we relive one of the most exciting, intense, and over-the-top times in WWE with new interviews with the voices that made the promos, calls, and catchphrases into history. Listen now. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Mania, you will never take us alive. Gotta think about the drama inside. Mr. Mac Mania, you will never take us alive. Gotta think about the drama inside. Mr. Mac Mania, you will never take us alive. Gotta think about the drama inside. Mr. Mac Mania, you will never take us alive. Gotta think about the drama inside. No, Mr. Mac Mania.
My people, we're here. Mac Mania Podcast back in the building. We have a special guest here that's joining us. Very excited to interview this lady. It is Alexa Bliss in the building. How are you, my dear?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm swell. I want to get down to brass tacks, though. There's a little bit of tag team championship tournament going on. You teamed up with the great Asuka. It's a very impromptu pairing, but it's really great. But I wanted to talk about just In your mind, what's it like to see all these great women in a tag team tournament and getting showcased and seeing that great representation and just seeing all these competitors in a tournament to crown a tag team championship? What's it like seeing all these ladies compete?
I'm excited. You know, I've always said that, you know, our women's division, we have so many talented women, and you know, we kind of sometimes creatively get stuck in a certain wheel where we just keep using, you know, the same characters over and over and over. So it's so refreshing to have the spotlight shining on so many women, and especially so many, you know, awesome, talented women that make up our roster. And I think the tag tournament is the perfect way to showcase everyone and give everyone that opportunity that maybe not have had it in the past, and you know, creates new storylines, which gives people more places to go. And I just think it's overall great.
So you're in this tournament and you guys may be one of the favorites, two amazing wrestlers coming together. But I want to talk about you individually for a moment, Alexa Bliss. You are someone who has won a ton of titles. I mean, you've been a singles champion. You've been a tag team champion already a couple times. We have this little game we like to play here on the show, and we call it Haul the Way. And what the premise is if a wrestler were to retire today, not thinking if they could do more things, but they retired today, would they make it to the Hall of Fame? Now, you've done a lot of stuff. I think we could make a case. Do you think if you retired today for whatever reason, that you already have had a Hall of Fame career?
I think on paper, yes. I feel like on paper, I could be a Hall of Famer. 100%. You know, I've been very fortunate with the opportunities that I have had with WWE, especially within my first few years on the roster, and built a whole list of accolades that I'm very thankful for. But, you know, it depends on who else is in that class, you know? Yeah, remember, because I'm in the same division as Charlotte, as Becky, as Bayley, as all these other women that have these, you know, accolades as well. On paper, our whole women's division, technically, yes, could be Hall of Famers, but it's who's in the class. That's my.
dancing around that question. I'm gonna chalk that up as a yes, but
I appreciate
that you're being good to everyone else. It is a good division.
Jack, you trying to get
I
this
think
interview.
It's a yes
you
with
trying
a bullet.
To get Miss Bliss to cancel this interview. She said yeah, man.
Alexa, speaking of your rich lineage that you speak of and the accolades that you have accumulated over your career, we've seen many incarnations, many sides of your personality. So how do you see Alexa Bliss being portrayed moving forward? And is there a facet of you that we have yet to see?
So there is a version of me that I am dying to get to. It just hasn't gotten there yet. You know, there's been a lot of, I saw this like collage on, I try to stay off Twitter unless I'm complaining about something. I saw this like collage and it was like all the different characters that I've ever been in WWE. And I was like, man, I've been like 9 different people. Like if you really look at it, like from my start to now, there's been 9 different like variations of how I look, how I act, how I speak. And right now it's just me. It's just me. So there's been something that I've been working on for quite a while that I really, really want to get out there. It's just finding the right time, what the roster needs right now. And, just, it's all about timing. And so for right now, it's kind of just me out there doing my thing with Asuka, which is a lot of fun. But like I always say, like Lexi is not for TV. Like I'm boring as a person. And I feel like on TV right now, I'm boring. So I'm trying to really regroup and, you know, reorganize things and get to where I want to be character-wise for sure.
Alexa, I'll give you $5 right now if you tell me what this character is. $5.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
$6.
Different. It's not.
Actual retail price. But Alexa, speaking of you and Asuka, you ladies just advanced in a tournament. This is what I want to know. If and when, or when and if, you win the tournament, what does the celebration look like?
Oh, man. Celebration? Well, first off, I love tequila. So I'm going to say he's going to have tequila involved. I think it'd be a lot of fun winning the tag titles again, you know, especially with a new partner, someone like Asuka, which, by the way, first off, can we just say, I am so happy that I'm partnering with Asuka and not against Asuka, because I've taken those back fists and I'm so happy that I'm not the one on the receiving end of them this time, because she is tough. She is very tough. So here's like our thing, right? I can talk all the crap and then she can back it up. She's the hard hitter, right?
Yeah.
I can do some flashy things here and there, but mostly my words are the ones that cut deep. But man, she is a badass. So if we win, celebration, I don't know. I feel like I would have to get a matching robe with Asuka, right? I'd have to get some flash. I'd have to get her own Lily doll. And then we'll just secretly hang out and drink tequila. It'll be great.
You know, speaking of celebrations, you recently were married. So congratulations on that.
Yeah.
To pull back the curtain on me a little bit, I love weddings. I actually DJ weddings. I don't know if this will be in there, but you can see I even got a little DJ set up behind me as we speak. That said, I would love to know, just as someone who plays music at a wedding, what was the music that you guys started the dance floor with, and what was your last song of the night, if I'm allowed to ask?
Yeah, so we started off with, I'm pretty sure it was like Semi-Charm Kind of Life. Semi-Charm Kind of Life.
Love it,
baby.
Yeah.
Banger.
But yeah, it was like an all 90s
style. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we had a 90s 2000s cover band, which was Sega Genocide, and then we had two DJs. So we did a DJ set, and then actually the very first song to ever play at our wedding, that is live, it's not Semi-Charm Kind of Life, it was a DJ song, and it was Hot Shell Ray, I Like It Like That, but a version about me, because it's my favorite, like, to pull back the curtain even more, that's my party song, right? If I'm ever, like, feeling like, you know what, today's the day, I'm going to have a couple drinks, today's the day I'm going to let loose, I always, like, hang out and just have a couple drinks to Hot Shell Ray, I Like It Like That, but the guy, one of the guys in the band was one of our groomsmen, and he made a custom version and he turned it to Lexi Likes It Like That. And so I had my own version of my celebration song play at my wedding for the first song. And then the very last song to play at our wedding, Stephanie Beatrice sang Rise Against the Machine.
Wow.
It was so funny. Awesome. We thought she was going to get up and sing Encanto or something, but because we had a lot of friends there who are all musicians and, you know, are very talented in that way. And they were all just so fun and just wanted to get up and perform. And none of them were scheduled to perform. They just did, which was even cooler. And that, and then one of the last songs was a James Arthur song that played just to kind of die everyone down, keep it all, you know. And then Stephanie came up and rocked it out. So after that,
so dipped dope. Everyone down before picking it back up to close gotta out strong. It. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
GMC.
Well, I don't want to put a damper on the party and the wedding questions, but since you did have to just slip into a wedding dress, but you also can slip into a party dress, you also come from the world of bodybuilding. And of course, yeah. WWE, we all know that. So I don't want to put a damper on the mood that we have here, but I have to ask you, because I've been wondering this for a while, and I'm fortunate to get a chance to get to ask you this. You come from worlds where people's physiques are gorgeous by society standards, and you're also a major advocate for mental health. So do you believe that constantly showing people who have achieved the ultimate physique, do you believe that's inspirational for the viewer to show people who are constantly in what we perceive as great shape? Or do you think that could potentially be intimidating or even detrimental to the viewer who looks at you guys as role models?
So for me, I will say that when I was bodybuilding, I was never happy with my body. I was never happy with it. There was always something I wanted to fix, right? And I always worked out because there was something wrong. That was just my take on it. So I knew that when I was starting with WWE, I knew that I had to get out of that mentality, because we are presenting ourselves in front of, you know, young children and impressionable teenagers and people who are, you know, look at us and see that, you know, this body. Everyone has their own version of what their perfect body is, right? Mm. So I'm not saying a six pack is perfect. It's not, you know, everything is however you perceive beautiful and however you perceive perfect is how you are. So right now, like, and personally speaking, like as Lexi, this is the worst shape I've ever been in my life, but it is the happiest I've ever been with my body.
Wow.
And that says a lot to me in a sense, because I was always that person that I worked out twice a day. I would do. So when I was getting ready for muscle and fitness, I did spin class at 5 a.m. I trained in the ring for 3 hours. I did an hour and a half of lifting at NXT. And then I did spin class at 5 p.m. again. And I was in the best shape of my life, like to that standard, but I wasn't happy. So for me now, like I love saying, if you feel good about yourself, that's your perfect, you know, that is your beautiful. That is your perfect. That is your way. And I get like a lot of slack too on social media because I used to have a big butt, right? Now I don't, cause I don't lift the way I used to.
That was a hotly contended thing. When people had, your butt was up for debate for a while. You know, people talk about Alexa's butt a little too much. Could y'all leave Alexa Bliss's butt alone? It was a lot of butt talk. I'm glad you brought that up. Are you okay?
There was a lot of butts. I had my butt on Twitter. But like now, I'm actually happy with my body. And you know what I do? I eat chicken fingers. I eat French fries. I'm a French fry connoisseur. I do what I want, what I feel good. So I know it doesn't really answer the question, but for me, that as a person, I know that when I was on stage bodybuilding, I might've looked healthy, but I know I wasn't healthy.
Wow.
Mentally, wow. I was not healthy. Right now, I'm not the healthiest shape I've ever been in, but mentally I'm the healthiest I've ever been.
Wow.
So Alexa, was there anything specific that happened to you or that you took accountability of on your own accord to get you to that point? I think a lot of people could benefit from knowing what it was like for you and then apply it to themselves.
Yeah. So for me, it was honestly, it was quarantine. I was constantly working out when I was on the road. Cause you know, I felt like I was like, okay, so if I'm in the ring, I need to be lifting in the morning. I need to do cardio at night. I need to do all these things. I need to watch what I eat. But then I realized like my body, I was uncomfortable. I didn't feel like myself. So I did a little experiment. And as crazy it is too, because once you stop working, like if you skip a workout, your brain does this like weird thing where it's like, oh my God, I need to work out. Why aren't I working out? I need to go to the gym right now. And if I can, yep, then maybe I can still go. I just kind of like let it go. And I said, I'm going to give myself 2 weeks and I'm just going to see what my body does. And then 2 weeks turned into like a month. And instead of working out all the time, I would just go, when I feel like I need to, I'll hop on a treadmill and I'll do a little walk. You know what I mean? It was more of like, I'm going to see what my body is naturally meant to be, because I've never known what that is for me. And going through body issues my whole life, this was like a very tough journey for me, but it was the best thing I've ever done for me. And it was stop, don't work out twice a day, stop counting calories, stop weighing yourself, and see what your body is meant to do and see how you feel. And if you want to change it from there to feel mentally better about yourself, sure. I'm all about improving yourself. I'm all about what makes you feel good. If that is going to the gym twice a day, more power to you. Because I used to do it, but I don't have that energy anymore. So for me, it's just however you feel is your version of your perfect body, whether it's with a six pack or not, that's up to your interpretation. As long as you feel good, as long as I know I feel good, and my husband thinks I look good, that's all right. All I care about.
Preaching.
I mean, my gear's a little bit tighter now, but you know, it's fine. It's okay. I'm happier.
B Waters, what you got, baby?
Oh, sorry about that.
You good, so, man?
No, right. So, Alexa, you know, I was
doing
talk
producer
about,
stuff and asking questions. I'm asking you to produce and write, ask questions.
I know, go right. Yeah, I know you used to podcast and you had the podcast on the WWE Network. Who inspired you to get into podcasting?
Honestly, it was presented to me. So everyone knows that. So, okay, I'm very socially awkward, right? This is a real thing. This is a very real thing. If I'm like one-on-one with someone or like on Zoom, I'm totally fine. But if you put me in a room with like 3-4 people, I'm the most quiet person in the room. But if we're one-on-one, I will talk your ear off until you tell me to shut up. So they asked me, they were like, hey, so you like talking to people. And I was like, depends on where, don't get the wrong idea. Depends on where you're going with this. And they were like, how do you feel about podcasts? And I was like, oh, that'd be so fun. And I love hearing people's stories. I love talking to people and hearing, you know, their version of everything that goes on. And so they were like, what would you want to do a podcast about? They were like, would you want to do a coffee podcast? And I said, absolutely not. I said, I would like to do something that's more of like me, which was 90s, 2000s, you know, awkward teenage, all that, like all those things. Because I remember growing up, I was so awkward. I looked like a Hanson brother and I was very awkward. And
Hansons were popular when you were growing up, though. Mm-hmm. The Hansons were popular. You probably were popular.
But if I looked like a Hanson brother.
Wait, which one though?
I look like Taylor. Hold on, I have a picture.
The bop stage was fire though. You know what I mean?
No,
you
could have
parlayed that. You could have parlayed that.
But because of that, I was always the girl that the guys were friends with.
Oh.
Girlfriend. You know what I mean? But okay, this is a young picture. I wasn't having boyfriends at this. But I legit looked like a handsome brother.
Oh, that is this beyond adorable.
I was a handsome brother. But so I love hearing like, all these like awkward stories of people. So I was like, I want to interview celebrities and people from all these different industries. And I want to hear their most cringy, awkward stories. And it was so fun. And I really wish I could do it again because it was, and I also kind of took, let's be real, I took the opportunity to meet people that I always wanted to meet growing up, like Taylor Hanson and Lance Bass, you know what I mean? And I was like, they're like, oh, who would you want? And I was like, oh, I don't know. You know, just maybe like Taylor Hanson, Lance Bass.
I remember that episode. Yeah, it was going to be a reaction.
Patrick, no big deal. Well, before we even started recording, so these were like my crushes, right? I loved Taylor Hanson growing up to the point where my mom recorded Young and the Restless over my Hanson.
That's a great soap. That's the best soap opera of all time.
Facts.
Hold on, Miss Alexa Bliss. You tell me you got mad at your mama for taping over Victor Newman. You got to respect Victor Newman now. The Newmans is worth taping over Hanson's for like a day.
As a 7-year-old, that's with Taylor Hanson. You don't understand. That was the end of the world for me. I cried for like 2 days. And so I told my now husband this, and he knows Taylor, and he did the intro, and he was like, hey, thanks for doing this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, by the way, she used to have the biggest crush on you. Here, Lex, here you go. And I was just like, oh my God. It was so embarrassing. I was humiliated, but then I jumped the gun on him with Lance, right? Because I had a crush on Lance too growing up. I always thought I was going to marry Lance. So I jumped the gun in front of him. I was like, okay. So as soon as Lance came on, I was like, just so you know, at an NSYNC concert, I was 10 years old. I told you I loved you. You didn't say it back, which is fine now. Totally understand. And then Ryan was like, I wasn't going to tell him. So I had to, so I embarrassed myself.
I love this.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Ms. Alexa, but before I get you out of here, we got a few things I want to do. This how we going to break the internet today. We going to get down to the stuff that everyone want to get down to. And the dirt sheets are going to pick up all this, right? This is the stuff the sheets are going to pick up. Now, listen.
Taylor Hanson wasn't worthy enough of the dirt sheets.
That's gonna get in there too. But listen now, I know. I need you to answer this question. Ain't nobody listening to this podcast. We ain't even publishing this podcast. We are publishing this podcast, but I'm trying to make a joke right now. But ain't nobody listening. It's just us. It's just us in here. Now I know they were at your wedding, but are you gonna sit here and try to tell me right now? I'm gonna ask you, who is better, the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? Let's pretend like ain't nobody listening right now. It's just between us. Who is the best boy band of all time?
So I have to say NSYNC. Here's why. I loved Backstreet growing up, right? I loved their music. They were before NSYNC. They really kicked off, before New Kids on the Block. They really kicked off my generation for boy bands. But then you had NSYNC come. and they did that performance at Disney, right? Which Backstreet Boys turned down.
Come on.
Which Backstreet Boys turned down.
They did.
From what I heard.
They did.
Right? And that's what blew NSYNC up, right? But you got to remember, at the time, I was like, Lance Bass, that's my future husband. So I had that little connection with Lance. I was like, I love him. You know, that's my guy. So for me, it was always, I loved Backstreet Boys. I loved NSYNC. But for me, it's NSYNC. And here also because I bought Darren's, sorry, my bulldog's barking. I got Darren's dance
group. He disagrees.
That's why
he's barking. He was quiet until you said NSYNC over Backstreet Boys. You understand? You realize that just happened, by the way.
He's saying Backstreet's back, I think, is what he said.
I just went to their concert the other day, and it was incredible. Backstreet can, they kill it. They are amazing, especially live in concert. But I did dance Bye 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 with Three Fifths of NSYNC, which was a moment that I prepared for my entire life and didn't even know. So I have to say NSYNC, because as far as I know, Backstreet Boys did not invite me on stage to do I Want It That Way with them.
Listen, we got some things. We ironed that out. Okay, your answer was acceptable. It's okay. I got my wife to go see Backstreet Boys for her first time ever because she could never get to see him. So I got her tickets when they were in Vegas, and she said they were incredible. And so that was kind of cool too. We actually got to meet Kevin. Like, we ran into Kevin at like a Christmas party, like impromptu, and like my wife had like an out of body experience, but that was kind of cool as well.
So it's really cool.
But that's I'm getting sidetracked. But this is what we're gonna do. Okay, rapid fire. Now this is rapid fire stuff. Yes. Rapid fire stuff. Right. This is all Disney related. This is all Disney related. It was because of the Backstreet slander. That's what was going on.
can't stand the Backstreet slander. Yeah,
it's going off the rails. We got a second.
He wants it that way. He wants to make sure that it's.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. Rapid fire. I'll get my JMC's gonna get on this. If Jack has something on top of his head, he can get into it too. But I got a list of things. So I'm gonna start off at the top. This is kind of rapid fire, but you can take your time. So who's the greatest Disney villain?
Greatest Disney villain? I say Hades.
Oh.
Interesting. I mean, it's Scar, but interesting.
Yeah, it's absolutely Scar, but there's a lot of blasphemy going on, but she's Alexa Bliss. She can do whatever she wants.
Here's why Hades, though. Well, because Hades had his little lackeys doing everything for him, and so he never got to be dirty. That's the ultimate villain. You get all the heat for not doing anything.
Scar murdered someone on screen in front of our eyes.
Did he murder Mufasa, or did the Stampede murder Mufasa? Don't try to put that on my guy.
Scar for sure.
Come on, Miss Bliss. I've been trying to spin Scar being a baby face for like 10 years. It's not happening.
Scar sang a song about how he was gonna kill somebody and then did it.
Why you bringing up old stuff? Stop bringing up old stuff. Listen, let's hold on. Miss Bliss, okay. Greatest Disney song.
Oh, Powerline, Eye to Eye.
Ooh, that's a banger.
That is a good one.
Right here.
Tevin Campbell, killing it. Okay, greatest Disney movie.
Goofy movie, for me.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. You got to remember, I love Powerline, and in our wedding, everyone walked down the aisle to Eye to Eye and Stand Out. And then my husband recorded a slow version of Eye to Eye for our first dance. So I'm a big movie person.
This is incredible stuff. Okay, greatest Disney princess.
Oh, so here's the thing. I don't really have a favorite Disney prince, like a greatest Disney princess, because they're all damsel in distresses.
Moana.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like Moana. I'll go with Moana.
Alexa, how about this? I really enjoyed Dark Alexa, right? And I know she was very misunderstood, especially by a lot of douchebags on Twitter, but that's neither here nor there. So my question is, who do you feel was the most misunderstood Disney princess?
Ooh, misunderstood Disney princess.
Or character.
Ooh. Misunderstood Disney princess or character. I don't know. That's a tough one.
It is tough. We can go with Scar for my.
I was gonna say Scar.
But when you see Maleficent's backstory though, she was kind of understand a little bit more about her.
I do love when they take like the villain and like give you their backstory, and then you're like, I get it.
I understand.
They're still bad. I get it. Oh, but they're still
okay.
Bad.
What's the best ride at Disney?
So Disneyland or Disney World?
World.
Disney World. I like Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
What about Tower of Terror?
It's so great. What about best? What's the best Pixar movie in your opinion?
Ooh, Toy Story. I like Toy Story a lot.
Classic. Yeah. Okay, almost done. Best live action Disney movie.
Best live action Disney movie. I liked Lion King. I liked all the animals, and I thought it was so good. And then I liked Lion King.
No, I didn't expect any of this. So this is really good stuff.
What was the Disney movie that got you like into Disney in the first place? Ooh. What was your Beauty entry into Disney?
Oh my God, Beauty and the Beast. Good. I had to watch
it. It's my wife's favorite. That's her favorite. It's my wife's favorite.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Beauty and the Beast. That was the one.
Best Disney villain song.
Oh my gosh. Be Prepared.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gaston has a pretty good one too, but he does.
Okay, the last one is, give me your four Mount Rushmore Disney movies. So we do Mount Rushmores on here. I got your one, but you have to give me three more of Disney movies that you would chisel out in stone.
Goofy movie, Toy Story, Finding Nemo is a good one. And, I'll have to say Beauty and the Beast because it introduced me to Disney.
Classics. These are all good stuff. It's all good stuff.
Alexa, if we could recast Aladdin with a member of a boy band, who would you choose? And if you say JC Chazé, I'll be your best friend because I think he's the best. I think he's the best vocalist of all time. But you decide.
Don't lead the witness. Don't lead the witness.
JC, I can support that.
Ooh,
I can support that. But if you like talk like theatrically, have you ever heard Joe sing theatrically? He's actually really good.
He's really, really good.
He's got that like really good, like strong Broadway sound. Like he's really good. But I can support JC for sure.
Wow. Ms. Alexa Bliss, I really appreciate you taking the time and having a moment with us and talking about Disney and boy bands and wrestling. I really appreciate you. And yeah, shout out to your dogs for being
so
involved.
Sorry.
Thank you
it's
so
the bulldog
much.
Bulldog too, the one that never barked.
It all went off the rails after I shouldn't have started the Backstreet Boys NSYNC debate. It's too hot. It's too hot.
Oh, now he lays down like nothing happened.
but Ms. Bliss, thank you very much for your time. Let me get you out of here, but I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
My people, that was Alexa Bliss and her dogs. Here with the fellas, Jack Farmer, Brian H. Waters, JMC in the building, filling in for flowbeato.com, who's on assignment. I thought that was fun. That was good stuff, guys. As I wrap this mini episode of Mac Mania podcast, you know what I mean? Like, everything was fine. Everything went swimmingly, gentlemen, until the debate of all debates. And then the bulldog and the other pup was not having the answer. I think we find out who the real, now we got to start asking pets. Backstreet Boys are in sync.
That age-old debate just sets a wrinkle to the entire universe from animals and humans alike.
Well, it's divided between people who are right and people who are wrong, really. It's Backstreet Boys.
Jack, it's interesting because NSYNC is my favorite group of all time, not even favorite boy band. Like, I'm a weirdo, I get that. But I admit you are correct. The longevity alone puts BSB over the edge.
The kicker for me. The kicker for me was the longevity when I was like, I woke up one day seriously and I was like, they're still doing music. And I told you, I said that to Kevin, and I go, because Kevin has heard it all. He goes, what's your reasoning? And I go, you guys are still together. And he was like, pretty good point. He like gave me a slow out because he didn't want to like confirm. And he's like, yeah.
It's an uncomfortable conversation that needs to be had.
It needs to be had.
I always say people combine Justin Timberlake and NSYNC too much. They're different entities.
That's the biggest. Yeah, that's what it is. When you argue with the NSYNC person about Backstreet, their only thing about Timberlake. It's a group.
Yep. Just like you can't talk about Destiny's Child and then combine in all the stuff Beyonce did afterwards. That's a separate thing. That's on its own.
It's a separate thing. And I repeat, there's only one person that didn't show up to Miss Bliss's wedding, and it was Justin Timberlake. Everyone from NSYNC showed up.
Too good for anything.
But yes, people, that y'all still listen to me right now. That was an Alexa Bliss impromptu interview, Mac Mania podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I had the fellas in here with me. I appreciate you guys asking great questions in there. And yeah, we out, man. I'll see y'all next week.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid, featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.